Thank you, Lois.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the Master's Call. And my name is Benita from New Jersey on this Miracle Monday. I'd like to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess for this morning. Hello?
Good morning, good morning. This is Tiffany. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Minister Tiffany, thank you. And I'll just turn it over to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Benita, for spiritually greeting us and seating us here on this Miracle Monday. On this is Monday, the 23rd of January 2012. We're in our 19th day of our fast and consecration, and I'm telling you, God is working miracles. He is showing up in a mighty way, and he is doing marvelous things for those who love him and believe in his word. So I thank you and welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. And she said this is Miracle Monday. So I'm going to tell each one of you out there that God has a miracle for you. So if you try him, if you trust him, and if you believe and have faith in him, then just know that he has a miracle waiting for you. So all I say is just trust him, believe, have faith in him, move yourself out the way, do not doubt, and watch God show up and work out your situations for you. God bless each one of you. I hope you had a glorious weekend. Once again, this is the Master's Call. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs and Colorado and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, it is a privilege and an honor and pleasure to welcome each of you to the call this morning. The scripture reference that we use on the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13. Which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement for this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as you begin your day. See, when you call into this line, we here on the Master's Call put the Master first. And we come here on this line in prayer, in unity, in love, and on one accord. We have a website for our call, which you could use at any time. And that website address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you could go ahead and utilize that website at any time. If you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you have a praise report or prayer request, then I ask that you would send us an email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are, like I said, in the 19th day of our fast, and it's not too late to join. Some of us are going to be going 21 days, and then others of us will be going 40. So if you would like the directives for the fast, then I invite you to also send the email to our Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and that information will be sent to you. In the subject line, please make sure that you put TMC Fast, and that information will be sent to you as soon as possible. The tools that have brought us here all together here on the Master's Call for most of us is Artist International. Artist International is a Christian-based multi-level marketing business that is changing lives all over the world. An appointment with artists will change your life. If you are an artist distributor on the line, check your back office. Make sure you get connected to what's going on. We are moving forward with Vision 2012. And if you're not an artist distributor on the line this morning, that I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them what Artist International is truly about. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Tammy if she would come to the line this morning and go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. Father God, we come before your throne this morning, thanking you, God, before we even ask for anything this morning, thanking you for another day, thanking you, Lord God, for the day that you have created, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, for giving us life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for traveling mercies as we go out to do your will on this day. Impart in us, Lord God, the knowledge and the wisdom that you will have for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the revelation that you bring to our life, Lord God. Through the shepherds, as your word says in Jeremiah 23:4, that you will place amongst us, Lord God, shepherds that will lead us and guide us, oh, Father God, that will provide for us the knowledge that we need, Lord God, the tools that we need to be, oh, Father God, what you called us to be, so that we can live the best life that you have for us, oh, Father God. And as we accept that knowledge, as we learn from those shepherds, oh, Father God, you said, Lord God, that they will teach us so that we will not continue to have fear. Lord God, that despair will leave our life, oh, Father God, that we will not have frustration, Lord God, that we will have clarity, oh, Father God. We thank you for this time of fasting, Lord God, as you will have us to reconsecrate and rededicate ourselves, oh, Father God, and for those who will come to know you like they've never known you before, oh, Father God. We thank you for the obedience in those shepherds, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, oh, Father God, and all of those who come forth on this line, the master's call, oh, Father God, to impart in us and to teach us your will, Lord God, for our lives, oh, Father God. And let us have the strength, oh, Father God. Let us have the willingness, oh, Father God, to be the vessels that you've called us to be, to go out and minister to others, oh, Father God, on this day, Lord. Let those who have assembled on this call be blessed, oh, Father God. Let them know the peace that you give, oh, Father God, the peace that surpasses all others' understanding, oh, Father God, that no man can provide and therefore no man can take away. Oh, Father God, we ask that your will be done. We call the hand of the enemy be bind, oh, Father God, for any interference on the line, oh, Father God, that every word will be heard clear, oh, Father God, that your word will be provided today, Lord God, and that it will do the work that you've called it forth to do, oh, Father God, because we know, oh, Father God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, oh, Father God, but of victory, Lord God. We are victorious and we are blessed, Lord God, as your word says, as it promises, oh, Father God. It shall go forth to do what you have promised that it will do, and it will never return to you void. Father God, we thank you for those who have assembled on today. We thank you that they will be blessed.
Lord.
We praise the Lord. We thank you for the call and the speaker that will come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, sister.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for opening us up in prayer. At this time, I am not going to delay, but I am going to bring to you this morning our speaker for this morning. Of course, she is no stranger to this call. She's actually one of the founders of the call. I'm just going to go ahead and break down her initials for you this morning and let you know how she is devoted, she is reliable, she is victorious, she is anointed, she is nice, she walks in excellence, she is spirit-led, she's soaring to success, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas, this morning. God bless you, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm just so excited. I love Benita's lead in Miracle Monday. We praise God for our two new prayer warriors. We celebrate the God in you, Minister Benita and Miss Tammy, such an anointed prayer as you lined up the heavens for the word of God to go forth. I tell you, the Lord woke me up real early this morning and just have truly been in his presence and excited about the word that he has in my belly today. So I'm going to encourage those of you, if you don't have a pen and paper, to grab one now as we continue in our series. And I have asked the Lord to help me get this all out in these 15 minutes so that we can be blessed and truly have our spirits nourished on this Miracle Monday. We've been talking since the beginning of this consecration, and as Evangelist Tiffany said, we are in the 19th day of our consecration. And as I was listening to some of the comments before the call started, how many of you all are hearing more clearly, more sensitive, and we truly send prayers to Papa there in Houston with Marie Preston, and we just, to many of the others, you just watch God do some things. And boy, I tell you, as I used to hear my pastor say in Tulsa all the time, the best is yet to come. So we've been in a series where the theme that God has given us for this year in 2012, all is well. In 2012, all is well. And we did all this Daniel's fast where it's our mission and our mandate. But we've been really honing in on our last few times together discussing the topic of practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. Practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And we know the story of Daniel, specifically in Daniel 1, the backdrop text for our teaching in verses 8 through 14, when Daniel was taken into captivity with the others, and they were gone into Babylonian captivity. And he asked their overseer if me and the three Hebrew boys, whose names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, if we could eat what we're used to eating and not the delicacies that you're putting in front of us just for 10 days. He asked his overseer, the one who was guarding them. And at first the guard said no, because that'll be my head if something is wrong. But Daniel convinced him, and we know the story that after 10 days, they looked better, felt better than the others. And what we really say spiritually as well as naturally is that the Daniel's fast does a couple of things inside of us that keeps us, that matures us and perfects us. What we had said was during this time of the Daniel's fast, we wanted to be specific with God. We wanted to specifically eat just the fruits, nuts, and vegetables, but also that Habakkuk 2, be specific with what we desire to ask for God. We secondly talked about fast as a spiritual commitment. We're making a contract, a covenant commitment to do some spiritual house cleaning during this time. And thirdly, to reflect inner desires by external discipline. We are crucifying our flesh and putting it under to thus said the word of God. And fourthly, to pray to see habits or hobbies in our life that hinder our health or cause sickness to leave, stop doing and eating things that we know are not good for us. Five, fast as a statement of faith to others that we're that living epistle. And then six, learn the effects of the food we eat, to know what we are putting into our body. And then with that spirit of expectation, seventh, to yield all results to God, to watch the manifestation of the promises and the growth in us as we go through this time of consecration through fasting and prayer. And then we start talking about 14 examples of things to believe for and to practice as we go from that outer court to not being happy just in the inner court, but in this time, in this season, in this government of our own individual lives, to press in to that holy of holies where we truly are day in and day out practicing his presence. And what does that really, really mean? Well, see, there are always two ways to immediately usher in the presence of God. And the more you do it, the more you'll experience his presence and feel his power and know when it's God, but for many of us, know when it's not God. And through prayer, prayer first is just dialogue with God. And dialogue means two folks are talking, not just us with I want, I need, gotta have, Lord, please, but to speak, but then to also learn to listen, to hear God and to know his voice for yourself. You know, I've taught many times through the years on this call that when people say, well, I don't know when I'm hearing the voice of God, I first take it to repent. Go and get over it, because, yes, that's what I said. First, repent, because what you've really said is you're not putting in the time. Because, see, I use a simple example, especially you mothers on the line. There can be a nursery and there can be 10 kids crying, but if your child starts crying, your ears perk up and you go, oh, something's wrong with my baby. Why? Because you spend time with them. You know the voice. Let me break it down a little more. You can have 20 kids playing on the baseball field. You can have three Leroys. But if Leroy Jones' mother says, Leroy, he goes, uh-oh, that's my mom. Why? Because he spends time and he knows her voice. Keep it simple, saints. So we're learning in times of prayer. You can't say you're praying, babies, and you're the only one talking. Prayer is dialogue and fasting. Crucifies that flesh when it's hollering with a megaphone. I want, I feel, I think, gotta have. See, flesh fasting crucifies it. It says, hold up, heaven's got a word. Holy Ghost wants to speak. God is saying something. It causes us to listen and to then trustfully, prayerfully be obedient to what we hear. And then through praise and more so worship, that's talking about Jehovah and speaking directly to God. See, you're in that Holy of Holies then. See, remember, praise is talking about our great Lord and Savior, and worship is talking directly to our Lord and Savior. See, we are truly in worship when we're in the Holy of Holies, dwelling in His presence, letting His anointing, His countenance saturate us, consume us, Jehovah Makedesh, where the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost burns out of us anything and everything that's not like God. So we literally, like Moses, have the glory of God shine on us when we come down out of our moment, our mountain of spending time with God. And then others will know when they see us, not with a Jesus pin or because we have a bumper, but because we spent the quality time practicing His presence, they'll know that we've been with God. So during this time of fasting and prayer, seek to become skilled. Seek to make it a habit that you daily practice His presence. Because as you practice His presence, you start with the perfect practice, perfecting. And what does perfecting mean in the Hebrew? We start growing up. We become mature so that others will not even be able to tell where God is and where we begin, because we flow so as one with Christ in our thoughts, our attitudes, our desires, which enables us to better flow with one another. So the more you and I practice His presence, the more we begin knowing His voice, knowing how He moves in us and through us. And so quickly, the first seven that we went over of the things to believe for and practice as we're on this time of consecration, and as Evangelist Tiffany said, you don't have to stop on Wednesday the 21st. Be a marathon saint and hang with us till the 13th. And if you're a first-time caller and you haven't been on anybody's consecration, we welcome you to join us. First one is, I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. When you practice His presence, you start desiring and getting an appetite for what God wants you to have an appetite for. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. Secondly, the power of God is working in my life. Ask for it. 2 Peter 1:3. I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. It isn't about what I feel, what I think, what I want. Get I out the way. There's no I in team, and it's you and I and the Holy Ghost. Matthew 7:21. Fourth, I will believe God for the increase. Psalms 115:14-16. You believe that God will always add on, enhance your life, make all of us bigger and better for His glory and our good. Fifth, I believe God for greater strength. Nehemiah 8:10. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And as we're strong, as we're mature, we can pull up our brother and our sisters on to go on in God to do great things. Six, God will not hold any good thing from me. Psalms 84:11. It's a mindset that God brings us great things into our lives, and He's not trying to hold or be an Indian giver or say, well, I'll give you a little bit here, a little bit there. He desires to do the exceeding abundantly above in our life. Seven, I will speak words of peace and every problem in my life. If anything more you should desire on this consecration, get the drama out of our lives. Choose to live drama-free, debt-free, no disasters in our life, but to birth destiny. And we need the peace, the Isaiah 26:3, peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Now let's talk about eight. I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. See, it's a mindset. Hold on to your peace. Worrying is a sin. The word in Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, no thing. Do not get emotionally out of position. That's why we're crucifying our flesh. God gave us all emotions. God gave us feelings. God gave us reasoning. God gave us intellect. But it must, that four-letter word, submit to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because when you don't, just call it what it is. It's rebellion to what the Holy Ghost is trying to do in us. And we get fortified to push that flesh under, to push that physical desire and emotional, soulish realm under, to submit to the spirit realm through these times of consecration. And number nine is, I will persevere until I see total victory. I will persevere until I see total victory. Isaiah 54:17. We love to quote it, but mean it when you say it. No weapon formed against you will prevail. As the King James says, will not prosper. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. There will always be holy haters. So get over it. But know that when they hurl the fiery darts, you got on the shield of faith. You're not a spiritual streaker. We emotionally put on our armor of God every day, and those fiery darts fall null and void to the ground. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. See, it's a fixed fight. In Revelation, we've read the back of the book. We're promised the victory. Yes, we may lose some battles, but we will not lose the war. As I said before, you may fail a test, but you'll still pass the class, the course. There are always nuggets of knowledge to be gained from the battle, even if we only learn who is really for us and who is really not for us. Everyone who uses their tongue to tear you down, we get to watch God vindicate us. Not you and I, but God vindicate us in his way and in his timing. Our responsibility is to keep our heart and our mind focused on God and keep his word on our mind and on our lips, all practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. Number 10, I will trust God's spirit in me to direct and guide me. Jehovah Rohi, I will trust God's spirit in me to direct and guide me. Proverbs 6:22, when you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Jehovah Rohi, R-O-P-H-E, is our guide and shepherd. It's our job to be his sheep. Oh, ask God to crucify all the billy goat spirits inside of us, where we've just been straight up stiff-necked and rebellious and not submitted to the leadership of God's word and the direction of God's word. Run to his word. Desire, be diligent, become disciplined to study the word of God so you will know, here's that other four-letter word, and obey the will of God for our lives. It's a mindset, practicing God's presence through prayer and through praise. 11, God is meeting all of my needs. In Psalms 34:10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God, where there's a vision, he's promised provision. If the provision is not coming, you need to get back before God and make sure you're following his vision, practicing his presence through prayer and praise. He says that his sheep, in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There'll be no want in our lives when we're lining up with his will. And 12, is one I want to spend just a little bit of time with. I will walk in God's promises. See, through this year of 2012, where government, where order is being established, walking is an action word. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a pilgrimage in God. But we're going to decide, especially through this consecration, to get a made-up mind. I'm going to do it God's way. 2 Peter 1:4 says, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Again, 2 Peter 1, that fourth verse. And the 23rd verse of Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10, 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. You know, there was this song in my Baptist church when I was growing up that we used to sing quite a bit, and it just resounded in my spirit, Standing on the Promises. And it was written by a gentleman, Russell Kelso Carter, who lived from 1849 all the way through 1928. And he was a star athlete of a military academy and had an excellent student academia, and he went on to be a teacher and a coach. And he even spent several years was ordained as a Methodist minister, after which he went on to medical school. And he spent the last of his professional years as a doctor of medicine. Now, Carter was also a musician and a songwriter and wrote other songs. But this song, Standing on the Promises, although Carter was a professional Christian most of his life, it wasn't until a crisis with his natural heart that he began to understand the reality and the power of God's promises. And at the age of 30, the doctors told him it was nothing more they could do. So he knelt and made a promise that he was going to call himself the healed. And that's when he started the song, wrote the song, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. See, today, this morning, some of us have taken a TKO with life. Some things have blindsided us, and we got to make a decision through this consecration, through the fiery dart, just like Carter wrote in that refrain, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Today, are you standing? I'm standing on the promises of God. And in that, one of the other verses, and I know I'm a little over, but I want to put this in your spirit today. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. See, that's that second verse. God's word is yea and amen. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. So that 12th thing that we are practicing, the example that we're believing through this consecration, is that as I stand for what God has put in my spirit, as I stand and I'm counted for this dream to manifest, as I stand and embrace this prophetic word, it will not return void. God, you can count on me. That's our declaration this morning. And as we stay in the Holy of Holies, as we stay with the dialogue of prayer, as we lift our hands and praise him and worship our God, we'll watch the glory of the Lord transcend in our lives. I seal this word in your spirits this morning in Jesus' name. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Wow, what a phenomenal word this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for those words that you spoke into our life this morning. I do believe that the Lord is calling us all to be intentional. That's what I heard, because every single point from 1 through 12 basically said, I will. So don't say if, or I doubt, or I'm not sure. She said, I will. So that means that we need to be intentional, not only for this next 20 or 40 days, but why don't we just challenge ourselves to be intentional for this year, 2012, and let's allow God to do new things in our life. Thank you, woman of God. If you've missed any of the points, then I advise you to use the replay number 712-432-1085, same pin code 957-677-pound. Minister Robin, can you come to the line and seal the word and our prayer request right now? Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we stand on your word, Father. We will be intentional. We know your word, Father. We know it will not return void unto you, Father. Your word is going forward, and it is going to accomplish every single thing you said it should do in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, I lift up the prayer request. I thank you, Father, for your people. I thank you, Lord, you said you will restore health unto them. You said you will heal them of their wounds, Lord. I thank you, Father, because you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, Lord, you deliver them out of them all. Father, we do not lean to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all of your ways, Lord, and we know that you are going to bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. We lift up Papa to you this day, Father God. We thank you, Father, that the surgery, it's already done. We have an expectation. We know he has your favor. We thank you for the physicians, Father, as they go forward, Father, and they perform the surgery. We thank you, Lord, that it will be precise. It will be accurate. We thank you, Lord, for the anesthesiologist, Father. We thank you that he has your peace, Lord. His family has your joy, Lord. They know that you're the one that began the work in Papa, and you're going to ensure that it is completed. We thank you, Father, for Erica James, for Miss Shirley, Linda, Little Michelin, Father. They are the healed of the Lord, and they walk in that because your son came with healing on his wings, Lord, and healing belongs to your children, Father. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the healer. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you for being our deliverer. And we say we will stand and know that the salvation of the Lord has come to us and your word will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for filling the call and praying over our prayer requests. To you, Sister Bonita, thank you so much for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. To you, Sister Tammy, thank you so much for opening up this call in a word of prayer. And to you, Pastor Vanessa, thank you so much for that powerful word in 2012, all is well, practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners and family, we thank God for you, and we pray that as you go out today, that you will first of all practice the presence of God today, and that you will stand on the promises of God to know that you are that great minister in the marketplace, that you would accept and obey his will and his calling upon your life, and that you will go out and be intentional today and make it happen for you and your family. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Goodbye for now. We'll hear you on the call tomorrow.